Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Hebrews chapter 12, we learned that no matter what task we may be doing in our church, we should always do our best. Let's continue with that thought today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The short form of verse 12 is don't even think of quitting. Don't even think of not giving your best. Rather be confident. Why can you be confident? Because the Lord is your strength. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on this flight, and we've got the number one jet in this whole entire fleet, and we're going to have a good, safe flight there. Relax, take it easy. Now, that's what we want to hear. And that's what we want to hear aboard that jet. And too often, the world hears the first pilot from us. And why do they want our Christianity? Why do they want to apply in our type of Christianity? That, yes, it has standards, just like the second jet has a good standard. It must have a good standard if it's going to be worth its while. Yes, the second jet has to be able to get you there. The second jet has to really be the kind of jet that will fly us there and back. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but it has to have standards. It has to have standards, and a good church has standards and doesn't apologize for the standards. But a church with good standards, a church with holiness, should give people confidence that they can trust. When they get on board that plane, they can trust that it's going to get them there. It's going to direct them to the Lord. It's going to direct them to His ways. It's going to direct them in the will and way of God. And that's the way it ought to be. Don't be one of when the church has a campaign going on, a revival, for an example, a mission conference, Friend Day, Roundup, or other kind of days the church has. Maybe projects. Don't be a naysayer. Somebody that only goes through the motions. Someone who does not give it their best. So the idea is actually here, don't become a friend of the world. Because you're tired and exhausted from the good fight of faith. Do you realize that you cannot run to win if you're flirting with the world? You won't win. Now, obviously, this too, since it's part of the same paragraph as the first 11 verses, is an area which God seeks to correct when we get an attitude, as is seen here in verse 12. Hands hanging down, feeble knees, woe is me attitude. I'm the persecuted Christian. And, oh, well, we're just going to endure this life. Yeah, it's going to be a hard thing. The bad-mouthing things of God's house, which have nothing to do with sin or false doctrine, is the thing that God's trying to correct. I mean, can you imagine you go to put in a new carpet in the church? Well, I like the old carpet. Well, who chose that color? And on they go. And they will make a big deal out of something that is so totally carnal. Now that takes us into verse 13. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But let rather be healed. Now this is the contrast to verse 12. That is, this is what God wants you to do. Now in verse 12, you know, he's saying what not to do. Don't let those hands hang down. Don't let those feeble knees shake. No, you make straight paths. Verse 13 is a contrast. You see, a spirit of affliction is apt to make Christians' hands hang down and his knees to grow feeble. It's liable to depress and discourage them and make them lose the spirit for the things of God. And so this is something against which we must strive, especially in these last days, as many churches are departing from the faith and giving heed to seducing spirits and ear-tickling doctrines of devils. And we see that so much, and because we're having a hard time or because you might have an affliction. Maybe you have a cancer. Maybe you have some kind of a disease, and you're saying, oh, my goodness, God's allowed this to me, and there's no joy in this. Why live this way? And you get down at a time when maybe God has allowed you to have this because he thought he could trust you with it. And he was giving you an opportunity to manifest his power. Remember this, Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So faith, patience, and holy resolution are a must. We must encourage, not discourage, others from the paths of holiness and righteousness. And one of the ways in which we do that is by making straight paths for our feet. Straight is from a Greek word that has the idea of straight in a moral sense, as opposed to the crooked. It has the idea of true, upright, good, and right. The idea, then, is to make the course a biblical course and make it clear for yourself and for your brethren to see. The Hebrew Christians were about to go back and incorporate some of their old Judaism into their church and daily life. This is a warning against that. But we see also today that as Christians, we often try to incorporate the world into our worship and into our race of life. And too often, we make the same mistake as the Hebrew Christians of that day of incorporating the past into our religion, into our worship, and thereby corrupting it. Now, in a race, a runner who started to pull up with an injury to his leg, perhaps a cramp, had a tendency to turn out of the way, that is, to quit. We are called to personal endurance by staying true to the faith, regardless of our problems, our trials, and our chastenings. Christians don't quit in the way of righteousness if they are Christians who are true to their God no matter what. And especially in these last days. Remember when we were in Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 24 and 25 were to exhort one another? Especially as we see the day approaching. Do not allow philosophy, family, or apathy to take you out of the serious, holy, and righteous walk with God. Hopefully, you can see what made the people in chapter 11 what they are in faith. People who are no different than you and I, with the exception they had an extraordinary faith. These things in chapter 12, verses 1 through 13, are demonstrative of the lives of those from Hebrews chapter 11. And they're written to show us that we too can live that kind of a life. Now we need to keep in mind 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, where we read, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Yes, he mentioned the last time. And we can greatly rejoice even if we're in heaviness through these manifold trials and tribulations, understanding that the trial of our faith is much more precious than gold. That if our faith be tried, it might be found unto praise and honor and glory. When? At the appearing of Jesus Christ, when we stand at that judgment seat of Christ and hear a well done, good and faithful servant. And so, my friend, this is just telling us once again that what God did in those great heroes of the faith, he can and wants to do in you. And you may be listening today and say, you know what, God could never use me. And that's a lack of faith in him. It's a lack of faith of what he can do. You say, well, you don't understand my past. I've been terrible. I've been perhaps your lady. And say, you know, I've been a lady of the evening. I've sold my body. Well, there was a lady by the name of Rahab who was in the line of Christ who sold her body. Oh, you don't know the criminal things that I have done. I was a drunkard. And in 1 Corinthians 6, it says, such were some of you. I was sexually perverted. And I was involved in homosexuality. I was involved in this. I was involved in that. And the Bible tells us, such were some of you. And God can save you from that. And you know, the thing is that you might believe the facts about Christ and the salvation he provides, but you may not be truly saved. You may not know that there is a personal relationship that must exist with you and God. You see, I run into people from time to time that tell me, oh, I do a lot of volunteer work, or I do this and I do that, and oh, I was confirmed, or I was baptized, or I did this, or I did that. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21-23, many in that day will say, Lord, Lord. And they'll think saying, Lord, Lord, is what's going to get them saved. It's what's going to get them into heaven. Yet Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Meaning that day will say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name done many wonderful works, and in thy name have cast out devils? Then will I profess unto them, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I never knew you. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Sands on the hills may tumble, it will firm me stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Bible.